Luke chapter 10. And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So, very interesting event here. Are we together here? The event is about when he had an appointed, he did a fresh appointment, and he appointed 70 people. And then he sent those 70 two by two, and then he sent them into various cities and places. And then the reason why he sent them there was that they should be a type of forerunner for him, because he plans to visit there, right? And so the ultimate event is not going to be the arrival of the people he sent. The ultimate event eventually is going to be that the sender himself has the intention to go there. Huh? Because that's like the full communication. That's the full brief in verse 1. Am I correct? After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and set them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So we can infer, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we can infer that one of the signs or one of the intention of apostolic sending is for divine visitation. Are we together here? Yes, that when the Lord releases the apostles into the field, is because he is intending to visit. Are we together here? Yes, it might not start with his visit, but their visit, the visit of the apostles, ought to culminate into the visit of Jesus. Are we together here? And I personally view that as a powerful thing. And that whatever we have seen the apostles do, we still haven't seen anything yet. Because the Lord himself is about to come. So it means that when the Lord sends you somewhere, it's because he plans to go there. Praise God. That's what it means. It means that when the Lord sends you somewhere, when the Lord asks you to do something, it's because the Lord has an eye on that thing. And he wants you to go first, and then he's going to come. Now, we know that when the Lord comes, it's a different ballgame entirely. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. It's a what? It's a different ballgame entirely. Now, the challenge is, I don't know how many of us, because sometimes we are perplexed at his sending, because we think that he's just sending you. If you're aware that he's coming after you have gone, you might want to be excited about him sending you, because you are like the brand ambassador. I don't know if you are getting the point. It's like, have you heard people brag about the person who brought Toyota to Nigeria? The person who brought... So when God sends you, the conversation will be, you are the one who brought Jesus to that space. So every space you are sent to is a space Jesus is about to own. What a privilege, isn't it? I said, what a privilege. Imagine if we saw sending in this way. Because sometimes we are intimidated and we are not excited about the sending, because you look at yourself and you're like, what much can I do? And you're not so excited. But what if you saw sending as, wow, what an opportunity to go and wait for the Lord? What if you are just sent to wait for him to come? Because he says, I'm sending you. I'm not going to send you to anywhere that I don't have plan to go to. So it means that the reason we have the Glory Center Community Church is because God sent me to go wait for him. And all we are doing is to wait for the Lord. And when the Lord shows up, it's going to be a different ballgame. Are you together here? Yes, sir. Isn't this amazing? Huh? Is it not amazing? Don't you think it's such an amazing thing that Jesus has sent you to just go hold some ground till he comes? Not the second coming. So even if he sent you to get married to somebody, don't you think it's because he wants to come into that marriage? This is amazing to me. I don't know how you see it, but this is so amazing to me. It's very amazing to me. And this is very encouraging for me. And what I'm saying so inspires me a lot. That whenever the Lord sends me, I'm so excited because he's about to show up. And so I don't care what anybody is doing in that space. I just tell them, I hope you know what you're doing, because he's about to come. Are you together with me? And so you see, the Glory Center Community Church, we're not just trying to do stuff, right? We are just doing the best that we can do till our sender shows up. Now when he shows up, he's going to be on site. I tell you the truth. It's going to be something else. I mean, ask somebody, do you really see it this way? Do you really see it this way? Do you see your life this way? Do you interpret your ministry this way? The ministry is not a calling to hard work. It's a calling to wait for Jesus. What are people gossiping about again? To the question of you. Wow. The proof that you don't have revelation is because the proof of it is that in your mind, your life is hard. Anytime life is hard in your head, it's because revelation has not dawned on you. Revelation introduces you to the ease of life. There's something about Mombo that gives peace. It doesn't give peace. Mombo. It gives a lot of peace. Saw something powerful about Mombo. So powerful. Huh? And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. You see, he's coming there. Everywhere he sends you is the place he's coming to. If he sends you into a marriage, what's his plan? He's coming there. If he sends you to a business, what's his plan? If he sends you to a church, what's the plan? He's coming there. Wow. What a wow. What a beautiful life. Praise God. And I like that he said he sent them two by two before his face. No matter how far they go, he's still seeing them. Like, there are two levels to this thing. Supervision from afar. And the second level is complete takeover. So he will come fully, but even before he comes, the context of the sending is before his face. So no matter how much you think maybe you don't have all the resources, you don't feel all the power, you don't feel all the anointing, his eyes are still on you. And you will never experience a moment where you are alone in the context of divine sending. Even if you don't feel like he's with you, but the very idea behind the sending is that he sent you before his face. The use of that language means that I'm watching over you. But it's not just going to end at I'm watching over you. Is I'm coming to take over. Even you will have to step aside when I come. I'm not like I'm coming to help you. No, that's not the point. Because he said, put the new KJV, please. Appointed this, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them 2 by 2 before his face into every city and place where he himself, he was about to go. So it was first his assignment. You are not the first to do that job. It was first his job. You are not the first. He's the first. It was first his job. And he says, just go before me. But it's originally his job. So when you have tried your best, he will come and do his job. So there is nothing you are doing for the Lord that is first your work. There's absolutely nothing you're doing that is first your work. It's his work. And in fact, he'll deal with you if when he comes, you are holding on to it more than... It's not your work. So there's nobody who has an assignment that isn't first Jesus' assignment. He just says, go and front for me. I'm coming. You know, no matter how much of a pastor you are, eventually Jesus is the pastor, he's the shepherd. Am I not correct? And if a shepherd wants to take the place of Jesus, he will get into trouble. Glory to Jesus. I said glory to Jesus. So when he sends you into anything, any assignment, you must understand that he's watching over you. He's what? He's watching over you. And he's supervising it. No matter how you, whether you feel it or not, the Lord God is what? Is supervising it. And I know sometimes you think the resources are not enough, but that's the resource that was allocated in that season. Till he comes. When he comes, you will find out that, you know, I don't know if this has happened to you. Some of our parents sometimes act like they are the best cook. But the difference is that when they tell us to cook, they don't supply the amount of ingredients that they will use when it's their turn. And their food will always come out better because for them, they can use all the ingredients and it will not be sweet. It will not look like you can't cook. Because when they told you to cook, they didn't give all the ingredients at the fullness of it. But when it's their own turn to cook, that's where you will just see snail coming from somewhere. Bushmeat, periwinkles, you're like, is this the same ogbono that their own ogbono will now be sweet? Listen, no matter how gifted you think you are, you can't be as gifted as the manifestation of Jesus himself. When Jesus shows up, the difference will be clear.
Yes.
The difference will be clear. And so, he's going to show up in everything he has told you to do. He's going to do what?
Sure.
The Lord is going to show up. Hallelujah. Amen. So after this, says the Lord, appointed other 70 also, sent them 2 by 2 before his face into every city and place where that he himself would come. The next verse said, then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into what? Into the Lord's harvest. So, if he didn't make that statement, you would have thought that 70 is enough. But he wanted way more than 70. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Because he spoke to the 70 and told the 70 that the harvest is so,
great.
It's so great. But we have few laborers. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I'm asking us to pray that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Another thing we need to appreciate is that whatever God sends us to is a harvest. That he will never send you into something he has not concluded. The Lord will never send you into what? Something he has not concluded. Wherever he sends you to is what he has concluded. I'm trying to explain to you the DNA of a laborer. And I'm also trying to make you have an idea of how the harvest looks like. There is nothing God, because if you have the wrong mindset, you cannot operate properly. You need the right mindset. That even what he's sending us to is what is harvest. That when you look in the flesh, it won't look like harvest. Are you together with me?
Yes,
even though he's sending you as a laborer, he wants you to know that he's sending you into harvest. Are you together with me?
Yes,
so, am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You see, because if you enter into it and you think that you are the one that will bring harvest. Are you together with me?
Yes.
You labor and think that it's your labor that will bring harvest. No, your labor will not bring harvest. Your labor will pluck harvest. Are you together with me? He's sending us as laborers, but you must have the mindset of harvesters. So I'm a laborer, but the work I'm doing is to harvest. Am I preaching here? The work I'm doing is to what? Is to harvest. Listen, friends, if you are not thinking in grace, you are not godly. You have to think in grace. Regardless of the situation or the scenario that you are in. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much or how plenty you think it is, but you have to retain the mindset that what he has sent you into is what? Is harvest. The Lord sent me into harvest. Right?
Yes, sir.
He sent you into what? He sent you into harvest. I don't care the size of what you are engaging, but he sent you into what?
Harvest.
I don't care how fine your marriage is right now, but what do you see your marriage as? Is harvest. And the harvest is sure, you see, because the harvest is not an outcome of the work of man. That's why it's called his harvest. Huh? It is his harvest. If it is his harvest, then it's a sure harvest. And that's why the challenge of the Lord is that I need more laborers. The laborers are too few. The harvest is what? Is great. Come on, I said the harvest is what?
Great.
Is great. Can you say the harvest is great?
The harvest is great.
Let's say it five times, please.
The harvest is great. The harvest is great. The harvest is great. The harvest is great.
Yes.
The harvest is great.
The harvest is great. You must think in harvest. You must think in harvest. You must have a harvest complex. You must convince yourself of harvest. As a man thinks in his heart, that will be his experience. Are we together, friend?
Yes,
so we're not struggling to make it. We have been called into that which has already been finished. We're not hustlers. Are you together with me? Our life, the output of our life is not equal to our hard work. God forbid, that's a curse. I said that's a curse. That was the first curse that man experienced. No, 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 no. Our output is not equal to hard work. In fact, what energizes us to work hard is passion for Jesus. It's love for Jesus that makes us work hard. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You have to think what? Harvest. What must you think?
Harvest.
Now the world don't think that way, but you must think this way.
Yes,
regardless of where you are, regardless of how it is, regardless of how big or how small it is, you must work your mind and work your brain and work your heart to always think in harvest. Meaning, what does that mean? It means that you must be sure that it is set. It's set, it's concluded, it's finished. You have to be sure of that. It's said, it's concluded, it's finished. I've come here to pluck the harvest that the Lord has provided me. Come on, give God praise in the house. So the challenge the Lord is having, what a challenge. That there's so much harvest, and unbelievably we don't have laborers. And it says, pray that the Lord of the harvest send our laborers into his harvest. So it means that what is expensive, what is difficult is never the harvest. What is usually difficult to get is the laborers. And so these 70 laborers, their first work aside from going into the harvest is also they have to also pray for more, because that means it must have been tough for God to get the laborers. So it's tougher for God to get the laborers than even for us to get the harvest. God said, as you are going to harvest, can you also pray that God will send what? Laborers. So we need to understand the work. So the work right now is to ask yourself, am I really a laborer? A lot of people, the work, what they are doing, what they are looking for is, what they are thinking of, when will I get harvest? Whereas what God is saying is, when will they be laborers? A lot of lives are dumbfounded, and the basis of being dumbfounded is, when will I have harvest? Whereas God says harvest is sure. The real issue is, are you a laborer? Because if we find laborers, then we can bring in the harvest. Are you together with me?
Yes,
and it's a difficult thing, no? To be a laborer is not a cheap thing. Because for God to say, pray. Oh my goodness. Are you with me? It's not an easy thing, Kenne. For God to say pray, it means that to get laborers is not easy. to get laborers is not what? It's not easy. For God to tell the laborers, pray for laborers. It means that as a laborer, one of the things that should be important to me is how to gather more laborers. Yes, am I preaching here? Yes, let me tell you a secret. Come. So, the real laborers who God has called, are you together with me? When God has truly called someone, one of their strengths is the ability to gather more laborers. And that's their focus. That's why training is more powerful than having big things. Getting the point. You're not getting the point. We need to focus on laborers. Because harvest is sure. The challenge is laborers. All these years as a church, what God has been raising is what? Is laborers. And we just got to the first phase where God can say, I have laborers. The first one. See how many years it took us. See how many years it took us to get here. To now say we have what? Laborers. You see, laborers have only one mindset. They work.
Yeah.
Work. Yeah. Sit down. I don't know if you are ready tonight. I'm bringing to us some apostolic wisdom and insight and spirit. The laborers think of what? The work. They are thinking of harvest. A laborer is different from a consumer. See, there are some of you whose best food is rice. You love rice. But the day you see where they brought rice from, you have no interest in that thing. I watched the video of a little child who was crying when he saw the way they were killing chicken. And the next clip of the child, they saw the child holding the chicken lap, eating it. He was crying when they were laboring on the chicken, but was filled with joy. That's the difference between a consumer and a laborer. The harvest is not gathered by the consumers. The harvest is gathered by what? The laborers. So what we must raise is what? It means that when we have laborers, we will definitely have harvest.
Yes.
The work is laborers. When we get laborers, we get harvest. We need to. So it means that, can I preach here? It means that there must be strength and grace to convert consumers to laborers. Now it takes years to do that. To change a soul from consumer to laborer is not a cheap thing.
Yes, sir.
Ah, to be a laborer is not a cheap thing.
Yes, sir.
To be a laborer is not a cheap thing. Are we together here? To be a laborer is not what? It's not a cheap thing. It's a tough thing. Now to change a soul. To convert a soul. It takes prayer. It takes power. To do that. Everybody wants to remain consumers. So crowd is not harvest. Crowd is not harvest. Actually, the harvest is laborers.
Yes.
Actually, the harvest is laborers. Because he said, pray the Lord of harvest to send laborers into his harvest. So what the Lord of harvest wants to see is not just harvest. What he wants to see is what? It's laborers. He didn't say pray for harvest. For what? Laborers. The harvest of the Lord of harvest is laborers. That is his harvest. Because if there is laborers, then there's harvest. Laborers. We need to get laborers.
Laborers don't sit at home.
Yeah.
I said laborers don't sit at home.
Yes, sir.
I said laborers don't sit at home.
Yes,
they don't sit at home. Their uniform is different. Ah, have you seen your mechanic when he comes? Your mechanic has another uniform, his dirty one. It will just off it, will wear that uniform. They wear it with joy.
Yeah.
Why? It's a laborer. The clothes, the garment of a laborer is a different garment. The garment. You see, do you want harvest? Be a laborer. If you are a laborer, harvest, oh, shamika buna. Let the revelation of what I'm teaching, let it dawn on your soul.
Yeah.
Do you want harvest? Do you want harvest? I said, do you want harvest?
Yes,
what should you be?
Yes.
Become a laborer. Become a laborer. You want harvest? Do you want harvest in your life?
Yes,
I said, do you want harvest in your life?
Yes,
I said, do you want harvest in your life?
Yes,
what should you become?
Yes,
become a laborer. You see, laborers don't even enjoy the harvest. Laborers don't even enjoy the harvest. They don't enjoy it. They enjoy laboring than the harvest. I'm telling you, they are in the midst of harvest, they don't enjoy it. See, the real people who can cook, real people who can cook, who love to cook, they don't cook for themselves.
Yes.
They don't sit down and eat everything they cook. No. When you notice that anytime you cook, you eat everything. You are not a cook. Anytime you cook, you sit down, you are not a cook. You are eater. You are not a cook. Real cooks. They don't eat. Real cooks. The food can even smell to them.
Yeah.
They just have a joy when they see people eating it.
Yeah.
They don't be happy. Real cooks. Not you. Not you. Real cooks don't even enjoy it. Go and ask those who work in factories, who make Coke, who make Fanta. They don't drink it the way you drink it. You will just open 15 bottles. You down it. They don't even drink it. Yeah. They're in the midst of it. But they're not carried away by it. They're in the midst of harvest. They're not carried away. Oh my goodness. I'm teaching you the secret of harvest. You need harvest. Be a what? Laborer. That's what Matthew 6:3 means. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all this, that's what it means. Be a laborer, you live in harvest. Be a consumer, you struggle all your life. You struggle all your life. Laborers. Come on, shout laborers.
Laborers!
But the laborers of you, therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send that laborers into his harvest. That's why we are sure of harvest, because it's his own. We are sure of it. The Glory Center Community Church is sure of harvest.
Yes.
The one we are not sure of is laborers. So that's why I'm taking all daily prayers.
Yeah.
To get laborers. Yeah. Let's read the next verse. Go your way. Behold, I send you out. One as lambs amongst what? Wolves. Now you are not ordinary, you are not naturally a lamb. You are wolf. But now because you are a laborer, the DNA of laborer, that's why it's not easy to have laborers. Because nobody wants to be a lamb among you. So it's telling you this is now the making of laborers. It will now begin to change you to a lamb. A lamb. And then you will now look as if your life is at risk. See now. The thing go to do you like say, ah, hey, say me ni jarami ba, I'm be back with me ni jarami. Yeah, they'll convert you to a lamb. It's because they want to make you a laborer. Lamb is at the mercy of shepherd. Have you ever seen a shepherd for wolves? I don't know if you have seen a wolf with a shepherd. The shepherd is in their stomach. They ate him. What is there? What a room. All his ribs, they have swallowed it. And you too, you are a wolf. You are a wolf, but it will turn you to a lamb. That's the quality of the laborers. It's now trying, it's now describing, it says, the way I will send you, I send you as lambs. I'm not going to send you as wolves. So if you have not become a lamb, you did not get a sending. Is it not scripture? Come unto me, all you that what? And heavy laden, and I'll give you learn of me. My burden is what? Easy. Learn of me, I am what? Meek and lowly. So that's how he sends you. That's what you are to learn. He will send you as a what? As a lamb. So when you look at where laborers are being made, what will you find there? Lamps. It's a house of lamps. It's not a house of wolves. 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 Wolves can fight for themselves. Wolves need nobody. You do anyhow, you see anyhow. Those are wolves. Praise God. Wolves. How many wolves do we have here? Wolves. If you're a wolf, raise your hand. If you're in this way. Is there a wolf here? We have wolves, but maybe they are still in sheep clothing. Wolves. Are we together here? I send you as what? As wolves, as lambs. Amongst what? Wolves. So it will be looking as though your life is at what? Risk. It will be looking as though, hey, ha, I will die, yo. They will kill me, yo. See, me, one in Dubai. I like to say, a close mouth is a close destiny. Are we together here? Lambs. How many of you know we are all wolves, naturally? Wolves. How many of you cannot retaliate? Like, you don't have the ability to, when they give you, you don't have to go home to ask your mommy what you should say. You know that Yoruba proverb? But when God is making you a laborer, it makes you what? A lamb. When he's making you a laborer, even as a husband, it makes you a lamb. As a wife, it makes you a what? A lamb. But it will look as though your life is at risk. How do you put lamb in the midst of wolves? Because he sent them before his face. That even though you are in the midst of wolves, he's watching and he's warning any wolf. If you near him, you are not getting it. He's watching. See, if you become the Lord's lamb, nobody can dare touch you. Because he's watching over you. Hey! He that desires to save his life shall lose it. He that loses it for my sake. Then that one is the one that we find it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are there lambs here?
Yes, sir.
Or we have... Oh, oh, oh. Eh? Are you a... Oh, oh. Wolves. always making noise, always showing themselves. We have arrived. We are here. We are big. Wolves are aware of a lot of things. They are aware of their age. They are aware of their size. They are aware of their gender. They are aware of too many things. If you touch them, they bite you. If you are moving, they chase you. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wolves. That's why a lot of people are not in harvest. The Lord of the harvest does not need wolves. His lambs. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Laying the introductory scripture for us to understand what I want to preach. I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag. He will strip you of the things that can make you feel like you are something. They don't carry money bag. Don't carry knapsack. Don't carry sandal. Greet no one along the road. So God will introduce disadvantages because he must retain you a lamb. Am I preaching here? That's how he sends. This is how he sends people. And this is why people don't go. Yeah. Every time you say you didn't want to go, it's not because of what you don't have. Say, Lord, you know, when I get money, you will see the way, we shake. You will see the crusade that we do for you. Hey, oh, can I hear that, sir? Can I hear the sound of wolf? Sir, wolves. I can't hear you. I can't hear. Let me hear the sound of wolves. Sir, wolves. Wolves. They are in charge. Hey! So when God sends you, he looks at what you don't have and sends you in that direction. So that you can truly be a lamb. Dependent. When he checks what you have, he will not send you there. The one you don't have, he will say, yeah, go. So that you can be a lamb. He never tells you to do what you can do. It's the one that you cannot do, he will tell. So that you will not be gentle. You will not be singing, Lord, where are you? Help me, Lord, my Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Don't be a wolf. Tell somebody, don't be a wolf. Don't be a wolf. A wolf. And I'm telling some people to do that, sir. They don't want to do it. Because they don't want to look stupid. That's why you are a wolf. You are too proud. I said, do like this. Yes. Yes. You have to be a baby. You have to be a child. For the Holy Ghost to move, he wants you to be a child. That's how the Spirit moves. The Spirit is looking for children. He has no business with your maturity. Childlikeness. I send you out as wolves, carry neither money's bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. You know, we know how to greet people in a way where they will help us. But Allah just said, send me Nick. Me, when it's in that new ball, Allah might help me. Don't greet anybody. You know, a lot of us know how to say our problem. And we think we have not said it. So how you doing? You are fine. For the past 3 days, me, Jacob, but I know my Lord is on the throne. Wow. Tell somebody, greet no one on the road. Wow. Carry neither purse, carry neither money bag, knapsack, money bag rather, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one. Now, you see, chapter 10, verse 1, he said, the Bible started by telling us that he appointed, after things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. 70 others also. It was not an easy pick for him to arrive at that 70. If you go to the chapter 9, that was where the screening started from. Before he got to chapter 10. So the last, from 57 of chapter 10, that was when he needed laborers. The harvest had already been announced in the spirit. Now don't forget that this is the same scripture that by the time we got to chapter 17, 18, 19, this 70 had come back to say that demons were just flying out. And this was the scripture that led to him to say that, I've given you authority to trample upon. But they started as laborers. I don't know if you are saying these things. So there is an authority that comes upon you when you take the posture of a laborer. There are things you have not seen because you are a consumer. When you enter laboring, you will see them. Are we together, friends? Did my friends go somewhere else? Let's look at 9:57. And it came, and it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. This is where the story of laborers started from. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and preach the kingdom of God. So you can see the conversation is about what? Laborers into the harvest. Sending them into the harvest. Another also said, Lord, I will follow you. But let me first go and bid them farewell at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back his feet for the kingdom of God. After these things, that's when we now go to picking of the 70. So we need to analyze. So that is, those things is what I want to preach, because all those people did not enter the 70. So we need to look at what will not let us enter the 70. Because the harvest is for the 70. And even the 70 is not enough. Guy. So it's those things I want to look at. I decided to do a foundation with this one. So let's go back to Luke 9:57. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about three things that you need to arm yourself with that will make you a laborer. I mean, I want to be laborers. Not with tomato. Laborers that will carry fire, carry power, carry grace. That God will send into the harvest. That Jesus, you will be the landing port of Jesus. How many of us want that? Do you really want it?
Yes.
Alright, so let's look at three things you need to understand. And it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Now the first thing you need to understand about the kingdom of God is that you must begin to appreciate and embrace the
the unpredictability of following Jesus. If your soul cannot live in situations that are not predictable, you will want to be a consumer. Praise God. You know, it's a laborer, it's a consumer that can choose either good corn or bad corn. Eh? The laborer will have to harvest which corn? Everything. It's the consumer that will not go to market and say, Eli, riba, Eli, it will separate. But the laborer is just going by faith. That as I harvest, everything will what? Good. So that was what Jesus told him. He said, now, it's not that Jesus, there was never a time in scripture where Jesus did not have a place to sleep. Or that there was a night he didn't see room. It's just that we are not sure of which one it will be. So as a laborer, you must be comfortable with being not sure. And yet, you are full of faith. You are full of faith. When you always want to be sure and certain, you can't follow God. If you want to be sure and certain, you can just go to Mega Chicken. You can be sure of how the rice will taste. Go to Cold Stone. Founder's Favorites. Another flavor is the same way it will taste. Go and spend your life there. You want to walk with God, you can't be sure. You can't even be sure as per even his leading. I mean, when it tells you go there, yeah. It won't tell you go there and tell you the details. Yeah. It told Abraham, leave your father, your mother to a land that I will show you. So Abraham was making the biggest decision in his life without definite, he wasn't sure. How would you make such a decision without details? The guy he closed businesses, closed everything, was moving, at least have details. So where are you going? To a land I'll show you. If you want all the details, you don't want the Lord. He's a master in withholding details. So all the disciples working with Jesus, they are not sure where they will sleep. But whether they will sleep or not is not an issue. You will sleep. But where and time, we cannot be certain. This is why people don't turn to laborers. They want to be sure. That's why people don't become laborers. They want to be what? Sure. They need details. If your terms and conditions and following the Lord is details, follow something else. Follow what? Like what? What can you follow? Tell me things that you are sure of the outcome. What are the things sure of outcome? Career. You are not sure. You want to follow the Lord? You can't be sure of details. You can't be sure of details. You can't be sure of details. With the Lord, you can't be sure. But he will lead you. But won't give you all the details. When God said we start this year, he didn't give all the details. He just said, he will give you vague prophecy. And that's my son, thou son of Zerubbabel. I have ordained you from the lineage of Dan. Thou are going to be a great champion in the generation. That's all he will say to you. And he'll give you an instruction. He's not gonna give you the details. If you live on details, you can't work with God. God don't give details. God don't give details. Are you with me? God don't give details. And the reason he don't give details is if he give details, you back out. You won't do it. You back out. If he shows you the devils you are going to face, you back out. If I knew it would be like this, I would have backed out. But I've even passed the level of backing out because I've started seeing the end also. After a while, you see the end. Jesus saw the end. For the joy that was set ahead of him, he despised the shame and endured the cross.
But if you see the shame and the cross, you will what? You will back out. So your master massages you with prophecy. Massage your soul. Did I not choose you? Did I not call you? Will I not use you to change the earth? It was Yahweh who called me. Then he launches you in. Then he will not tell you about the beast of Ephesus. If you want to work with God, just forget about details. Forget about what? Details. Let joy be enough detail. And let peace be enough detail. You see, Esther was not sure whether she will come out of the king's palace. No details for that. She just knows she's meant to go in. They didn't give her the detail if she will come out. I said, if I perish, I perish. It is those who do not worship details that eventually worship God. Are you together with me? And those who miss it are those who calculate the details. That guy, if I marry this guy, he's already earning 700. And this is just the beginning of his career. And the next 2 years, it will earn 1.4. From there, we will buy mortgage in Orchid. In Aja. Buy the land. We'll be able to pay it. You will do the mass. But God is more sure than your details, so. Because that guy, that's his peak. He started from the end. The guy you are planning with started from the end. That's his peak. It's coming down. It's not going up. If you have the details, then you must become God. So the reason you don't have the details is because he is God. Jekori be, Jekowa be. File be. Komalo. I don't know if somebody wants to laugh today. Can you just laugh? Just laugh. And laugh. Don't take yourself too serious. You better laugh. I remember my lecturer while I was a diploma student. One of the first lecturers that taught us many years ago. He's a stammerer. And so the first lecture, the man was stammering. And we were laughing. So he turned. He said, ha ha ha. You who are laughing. You're laughing at your calamity. He said, ha ha ha. You who are laughing. You are all laughing at your calamity. You must learn to laugh. I tell you the truth. Don't take your life too seriously. No. You have no solution. Stop acting like you can solve everything. Laugh because you got no solution. You need to laugh because sometimes you need to call your wife and tell her, you think we're in trouble? You are correct. Really, in some kind of trouble. I don't know what we are gonna do. I tell you the truth. You gotta know how to laugh. Stop trying to act like you can fix everything. Let that babe know you ain't got no answer yet. Can we just take a walk? Yeah. Let's take a walk. There's one woman, I remember our earliest years of marriage. There's one woman at, what's the name of this street? Where we used to eat that calabash soup. Not the Kwabe, that Bale side. There's one woman, when me and my wife have gone to our last, we just take a walk to that woman, one canteen, we just sit down there and eat very watery afang. White soup. Yeah. There's also one Kirk's where I used to eat. That place, you can survive on 100 naira. Let's get there. Yeah. The only reason why you believe that what they gave you vegetable is that it's on the table. They put it on the table. That's the only thing correct about that soup. That it was played, because you will not see any vegetable. It's on the table they placed it on. Yeah. I tell you. You gotta know how to laugh. You gotta know how to laugh. Because you must admit that you don't have an answer. Except God shows up. Stop, you're not Mr. Fix It. Except Jesus shows up. You don't have an answer. You don't have an answer except Jesus shows up. One of my sons had an issue. He went for a meeting, and he had a small issue. And I told him, focus on the meeting you went for. This issue, tell them that it will be solved. Well, I was trying to look for how to solve it. I said, you don't know how to solve it. Because it's going to cost him a lot of money. I said, you don't know how to solve it. Tell the person it will be solved. Tell the person you're on it. That you're not, am I already to say, because problem. Even though you know there's a problem. Don't crack your brain. This problem is more than you. Don't crack your brain. I told you, the person that sent you will fix it. And then if he doesn't fix it, he will fix it later. If you don't fix it at all, you go through the shame and you say he will fix it. And it's, I tell you, until you take yourself from the throne of God, you will not be free. You are not God. You are not God. You are not God. God is better, looks more handsome, bigger than you. They say when he sits in heaven, he makes the earth his footstool. Your leg is not going far. So you must appreciate a life that is not predictable. Yeah. You can discuss the end, but you can't predict the next thing.
Yes, sir.
You can't. God's gonna lead you, he's gonna tell you who to marry, and then you can't tell if the wedding can hold.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know this is who God wants you to marry. And then sometimes God even tells you the period you guys should get married. But you look at the math, it doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And that space where it doesn't add up is the presence of God. He will sleep there and fill it up for
yes.
you. I wish I heard your voice. So. So Jesus said, the birds, when they wake up in the morning and they go out, the birds can tell you exactly when they are coming back home, and they can tell you where home is. They're very exact. And they live that way with that exactness every day. And the foxes have holes that are theirs. If they see anybody in that hole, they will pursue the person. Because that's their hole. But it says the strange thing about the Son of Man is that the Son of Man does not have a place where he will lay his head. But in all his life, he finds out there's always a place in the end. So you must appreciate that. The unpredictable. Ability, you know, of that's one of the dynamics of the kingdom. You must appreciate a life that is unpredictable. Listen, friend, I didn't know that. I'm sure Pastor didn't know she would be here. We didn't know we'll be here. We didn't know we'll be doing this like this. It was unpredictable. We didn't predict it. Is anyone who told you? It's just when the thing is switching us that we used to say, I already knew. We don't know like that. Huh? We don't know. We don't really know like that. So the Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his head, but he will definitely lay his head. But he can't predict it. See, even the way he was born. Check the person you are following. See how he was born.
very strange way. They found no room for him, but they found somewhere for him. Eventually, right? There was no room. Everywhere was filled. I had to get out of me. But eventually got somewhere. There was a room. It might not be the best of rooms, but it will work. Huh? It will work. It might not be the best. It will work. And it will culminate to fulfilling the will of God. It might not be the best, but it will work. It might not be the best. It will work. That they gave birth to him in the manger. Did he carry disease that didn't make him grow? It worked. It will work. You see, but sometimes you have planned it too sophisticated. And because it doesn't turn out that way, you think it's not going to work.
Yes.
No, no. It can start not being as sophisticated as you plan,
yeah,
but it will end sophisticated.
Yeah.
It will work.
It will work.
Let me tell you something that will deliver you. Can I say it to you?
Yes.
Don't be rigid.
Yes.
Don't be rigid. You want to work with God, don't be what? You gotta be malleable. Is that the word?
Yes,
sir. I have a malleable. You will get to your destination. You can't dictate the process. And so, and don't assume that the process is as beautiful as the destination. Sometimes the process is not beautiful. So Father, there's peace inside. Do it! Get it done. And I was listening to Bishop Dax yesterday. And he messed me up. Bishop Dax messed me up yesterday. It was a prayer meeting. I was praying with him. I like a 2 hour prayer meeting. So we're praying. Just praying. And he was sharing while I was praying. And I couldn't sleep, man. He messed me up. And then he was sharing a scripture. The scripture of that man who his master, who was owing his master a lot of money. And then he went, who did not manage his master's business very well. So, and the master was going to ask him for account. And so he went to those who were doing business with the master. And was asking them, if I'm going to get the old church to watch that prayer meeting, you know, one of these days. And was asking them to cut what they owe their master and all of that. And then they kept cutting. The one who was owing 100, he said, write 50. The one who was owing this, he said, write this. The one who was owing this, he said, write that. You know, and Jesus was not the master. Jesus now made it very straight. He said this scripture is one scripture people don't understand. When Jesus Christ now said, the guy was wise. The master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt. Give me the old KJV. He says, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. So he was analyzing the scripture. Oh, it was so beautiful. And then he went to take the Greek meaning of this wisely. He said it's to be prudent. He said, but what it actually means is that is to do what obviously and what you can easily do to achieve what you are meant to achieve. He said it's to be practical. He says to be practical. He said that's what he did. He said the guy is practical. He's not building castles in the air. He's realistic. He said that is what made him wise. He said that's what Jesus Christ was commending. It was such a beautiful stuff. He said, you want to do a global crusade. You think you are called to be rambunky. He said, why not be wise and do a crusade on your streets? He said that's prudence. That's wisdom. He said, you want an anointing from Benin. He said, why not collect the one from your pastor first? He said, see me, am I not here? Can't you touch me? Am I not anointed? Look at me, you can touch me.
That message messed me up yesterday night. It kept me up till 3 a.m. I was just enjoying my life with that message. After a while, I felt I was not worthy of sitting down to listen to that message. So I listened to it on my knees. I just knelt down and I was listening to the message. I said, no, this message is not a message that you listen with comfort. You have to be punished. So I got up from the bed and I knelt down. And that was how I listened. I was just feeling guilty listening to the message on the bed. I said, no, this is more than, this message is not, you know, it's not for enjoyment. It's for suffering. So I knelt down to listen to the man of God speak. But let's go back to our scripture. So it's okay that you cannot predict everything. You know, if we could predict everything, if we're in charge of outcomes, nobody will be here. When I was coming here, there was a shirt I wanted to wear. It is not the shirt I want to wear. I don't like this one that I'm wearing. Yeah. There was one I wanted to wear. I saw it as I was about coming here, about 15 before coming here, I picked up my phone and I was on Instagram and I saw one of my old friends. I saw the shirt he wore. I said, this would have been the shirt I should have worn today. Very fine, expensive. It's expensive. I don't know. When I just saw it, I know it's expensive shirt. I wish I wore that one here. But I don't have the money to buy that shirt. I wish. If I can choose, I would have gone to get that shirt. It will make the anointing flow better. But this is the one in my wardrobe. You see, I just picked this one up and I'm wearing it and it's working. Yeah. It's working. But guess what? If I wear this long enough, I'll wear that one. If I wear this as though this is all I've always wanted to wear. If I wear with the arrogance as though I'm wearing that one, very soon I'll wear that one. So I won't decide, I won't say I won't wear shirt until I get that one. I'll wear this one. I'll wear it with the arrogance of that one. Till I wear that one. Yeah. 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 You get it? It's not predictable. You thought by now you'll be in a mansion. But you're not in a mansion. You can't predict. The mansion is still part of the plan. But it's not yet. So use the mansion mind to live in your one room apartment.
Yes.
Mansionate it. Mansionalize it. Tell somebody, mansionalize it. Yeah. You mansionalize it. It's not a mansion, but you can what? You can mansionalize it. You can put like 3 crates somewhere, so that sometimes you just climb staircase. Sometimes. Yeah. Maybe there's flood on the way to your house. What if your house is on an island? What if it's island? Yeah. What if it's an island? It's just an island. People can't see it. But I bought an island. Yeah. I got an island. Yeah. Yeah. So that the work of the kingdom continues. It just has to continue. I'm never going to tell God why I'm not doing what he told me to do. He will never get an excuse from me. Heaven will never hear an excuse from me. Never. I will never tell heaven why I can't. It will not happen. It will never happen. Blessed is the man. When the masters come, he finds doing the work. Blessed is that man. When the master comes, he finds him doing the work. Heaven will never hear an excuse from me. It will not happen. So far, I have blood in this, my body. It will never happen. There will never be an excuse. I've never given God an excuse in my life. I've never.
There has never been a time where I give God an excuse. I've never even given him an excuse of funds. I've never told God there's no money. I've never. Never be an excuse. Never. There will never be one. You won't predict the events. You have to be ready for a life where you can't predict the events. Sometimes you thought you would have children immediately. It might not come. You thought you have all the money immediately. It might not come. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
This is what makes you a laborer. You are just about the harvest. And it's okay if you don't know where you will sleep. But we will sleep, sha. This is how laborers are. So the first one is what? The unpredictability of life. Appreciate a life that is what? Unpredictable. Don't worship details. Worship God. Are we together, friends? If you can hear me online and the network is good, let me know if you're having a great time. Just let me know. Tell us what the Lord is saying to you. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. All right, what's the next thing he said? Let's read the next. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, let me first go and bury my father. The second thing laborer must understand, what Jesus Christ say? Jesus Christ said that, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Is that you must understand priority and urgency. Priority and urgency. The kingdom is urgent. Is what?
Urgent.
Friends, we can't do it later. Huh? We can't what? We can't do it later. We can't do it later. We cannot do it. Later. When the Bible says the kingdom suffers violence and the violence take by force, one of the content of that violence is urgency. We can't do it later. The church we should plant today, we can't plant next year.
Yes, sir.
We can't. We can't do it later. We can't do it later. Why? Because now is the day of salvation. I said now is the day of salvation.
Yes,
salvation is always what? I can't hear you. Salvation is always well.
Now.
The best time to do God's work is always what?
Now.
Now. We can't do it later. I'm not going to serve God later.
Yes,
I'm not going to do it later. I'm doing it now. Right away.
Yes,
right away. I'm not going to get serious later. If God says step into ministry, I'm not going to look for a job for now. That's the job he sent me to do. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Imagine if I'm just starting now. A club will be here already. A club.
Yeah.
A club. This one that every Okada man knows that you are going to GCC. When you say you are going to church, they bring you down. I mean, they have witnessed that. They just bring you down here straight. Yeah. All the bike man already know here. Now it can be club. It will be club. Because Satan knows it's meant to be church.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll put a club and the girls will be here. Yeah. If I didn't step when he wanted me to step, The building will not wait for me. It will not wait. You know how many things you have allowed Satan to take over because you said later. Not later. If God said marry this person, marry that person. Marry. You say marry this year, marry this year. Don't marry next 2 years. Do it now. Ooh. The arrogance to think that you can control all the elements in another time is a wow. Just the way you have an assumption that all the elements of life are going to wait for you, and who told you that there will not be flood next year? Who told you that? How sure are you that the nation will exist next year? Why do you behave as though you know what will happen next year? Why didn't he wait to tell you next year? Why did he tell you now? Everything will now wait and behave themselves because the champion is about to arrive. If I can hear you shout now, I'll be happy. You get it done. You get it done. You get it done. God says, get serious. When should you get serious? Now. You might not have the ability to be serious later again. You do it now. The guy says, I want to go and bury my father. He says, no, go and preach. Now is the time to preach. It's not the time to bury your father. Now is the time to preach. Now is the time to preach. Say, I don't want to leave my friends now. No worry. After SS3, I'm born again, but I don't want them to know. After SS3, when we have left school, I will just be alone. I will just profess Christ. That grace that got you saved that time will not be there when you leave SS3. But SS3 is Igbo that will be desiring, you'll be desirous of. And you can't determine those things. The best time is when God says, it's now. Now. I say it's now. It's now. When people come to me and say they want to get married, when they say next 2 years, I say, why? What happened to next week? Yeah. Every time, that's why I ask them, what happened to the next week? So what happened to next week? there's wife, there's man, there's woman, there's pastor, there's everything. That's it. So we're looking at, we're looking at 2025. Who told you that she will still be in love? Or who told you will still be in love? We already begin to feel the motions that it's time. Then go ahead. Don't say, we're still trying. No, if the Lord is saying it's time, it's time. You see, don't calculate with God. When God told you it's time, he didn't tell you by checking your account. Your bank account did not inspire him to tell you the time. This is why a lot of people miss out of the inheritance that God has for them. All these things that I'm saying to you, this is how they miss out of it. I've seen too many people who could not return to what God has planned for them. I've seen too many. Brothers and sisters, I've seen too many people who thought they could just go and come back. Almost none of them came back. I've seen too many. Too many who thought they could just go and come back. It's now. I said it's now.
Yes, sir.
This must be your posture to everything the Lord says to you. Everything. You must have the sense of urgency and the sense of priority. Friends, I don't count important what the world counts important. What is important to me is what God tells me is important. My sense of importance has nothing to do with social demands.
I don't get my sense of importance there. I don't. I do what the Lord will have me. That is what is important. I can waste all my resources on one thing.
Yeah.
I can waste everything on one thing. I don't use logic. If the Lord says that is it, then that is it. With urgency. Was it 3 years ago the Lord told us go back to the universities? Go back there. We had no reason to go. No, we had no reason to go. We had no reason to go. We're doing fine here. Because when you go to universities, you are going to waste money that you don't have. With a Fire Wisdom Conference is very expensive. It costs us millions for everyone we do. And we don't have all of that money. When we started doing Fire and Wisdom Conference, we literally emptied the whole account of the house to go host Fire and Wisdom Conference. Every time we go, when we first started, we have to empty everything to host it. We couldn't afford it. But that's not the issue. The point was that the Lord says that is what you should do next. And then we have to make it priority. We're not using our brain. And say, no, this, no, we're not using our brain. The 21 days we just completed was an impossible task. It was completely impossible. The amount of projects going on concurrently were too much. I announced it, I said, did they blow powder on my face? I said, did they blow powder on my face? Yeah. We had to be on electricity 24 hours for 21 days. There's always electricity when you come to the house because of those who are working. And they walk till evening, till 4, 5, or put on the diesel gen, and we're just doing that for 21 days. But that was what the Lord says we should do. I never give an excuse. And I don't say later. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So talk about the what? The urgency and what? Priority. Kingdom is first. I said kingdom is first. That's why when you want to marry, don't marry for love. Huh? Don't marry for what?
Love.
I didn't hear you. Say it.
Don't marry for
because you are behaving as if I'm saying the wrong thing, as if I made a mistake. You are looking as if I made a mistake. Now, that's not what I wanted to say. Don't marry for love. If I'm married for love, I won't be here. You don't marry for love. Love is not the first. It's like the second or the third reason why you marry someone. It's not the first reason. The first reason is Hollywood. That's Hollywood marriage. That's the one that the first reason is love. And we have seen that it doesn't work. Marriage for marriage is not love. Because the first reason why you are living should not be love. That's somebody who has problem. If the first reason why you are living is just for you to feel something, if that's your priority in life, then you're not okay. Your priority in life should be to serve God, to love God, to know God, to serve God. So that must be the basis upon which you also make a marital decision. You don't want to add somebody into your life that affects that part of your life. So when you find out that you and someone can't pray together, why do you want to marry someone you can't pray with? Why do you want to marry someone who is not excited about 21 days? What kind of useless joy? What do you want to do in the home? I marry somebody, both of you can't pray. Both of you can't trust God. Both of you are not sharing what the Lord said. What kind of life are you living? You yourself. You people don't dream. You don't dream. You don't have encounters. You are just living useless life. And then you now find out that love you thought you had, you find out that it can't last. The strongest of these lasted for 4 months. After 5 months, everybody's eye is clear. Yeah, everybody's eye is clear. After 5 months, everybody's eye is clear. Then
And if you don't know how to generate it, you're finished. Are we together, friends? So God is, the kingdom is priority, right? And the kingdom is urgent. Very urgent. All right, let's read, finally. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand, okay, no. And another said to him, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Because it's good to just say bye-bye. Is it not good to say bye-bye? I think that's very polite. Huh? The third thing you need to understand is the univocality of the kingdom. UNEQUIVOCALIT. Unequivocality. So that you know your pastor knows grammar. Huh? What did I call it? What does it mean to be unequivocal? What's that grammar? Who wants to tell me that grammar again? On what? Who has confidence? Not that you're repeating what people are saying. Someone's living doubt. Gabriel, what's it? Yeah. You live in a square. You see, that's how you are a laborer. You are clear. You are direct. You are clear. People who meet you know who you are. You are not apologetic about it. Yeah. Because that guy, he doesn't want to be seen as irresponsible. So, shame my lomini that green. Will I leave the house without telling? Are we together with me here? And even when they get home, he can say it in a different way that, you know, I just want to go on some short mission. It's not as if that's what I want to do with my whole life. Oh. You know how many of us are apologetic about serving Jesus? I'm not like the only. You are just silly. That's why you are not a laborer. I'm not like all these holy brethren. You know, I understand. I don't understand what you are saying. You see one, you see another one. You see one, you see. You are here, you are not here, you are not there. You see, it's not clear. It's not like I worship my husband. I know the Bible says, it's not like, shut up before we slap you and beat you. You say like this, you are not definite. You are not definite. It's as though you are apologizing. It's not every time we do 21 days. You might see me going to church like that. This is just like a season that God said we should do it. It's not like we don't have jobs. Shut up! Don't know what you are saying. You are a sellout. See, we just respect our pastor. It's not like we are really, it's God we worship. Shut up. You are a sellout. Shut up. You still want to appear somewhere else. You don't want them to erase your name. You want to be in two registers. You sew your clothes. This side of your clothes is military garments. The other side is buba. It's lace. Here is lace. Here is this thing. You are not a serious person. You are not a laborer. You that fire should be dropping
from your body like this, fire should be dropping. Fire should be dropping from your body. Fire should be dropping from your body like this. Fire, they should be picking fire from your body. I say, let's not near this one. Let's not near this one. We know what this one will say. Let's not near this one. But they still invite you. They still ask you to coordinate end of year party. And they know it won't be boring. They will see it's you. Born again. Your office party is still you. They say you come and coordinate it for them. And they know it won't be boring. They are sure it won't be boring. You are not what? Tell me that grammar. What is that grammar again? Huh? Say unequivocality. Unequivocality. Understand the unequivocality of the kingdom. It says you are either hot nor cold. Because of that, I will speak. It means that God has respect for cold people. God, this guy is cold. I like the way he's serving Satan. I wish my children can be like this. See how Davido does it. See how Whiskey does it. See how they do it. They do it with the whole of their chest. You never see them without weed. You cannot hold Bible. You can't hold Bible. You can't hold Bible on your street. You can't. I double dare you. You can't hold Bible on your street. You will never see whiskey without. Sometimes they will talk for 30 minutes. They will even smoke it. They are just doing interview, but they have to hold it. That I'm a ganja man. Yeah. Very clear. They are so unequivocal that we are the ones copying them. We have to do things the way. Even our musicians are trying to act like them. They watch the video and do like the video and do like whiskey. I said, we too, we are not boring, no. We are not boring, no. We are not boring, no. Hey! Silliness. Is it not silliness? Silliness. This is why Jesus could only get 70. There were plenty. It was this thing that by the time people were hearing that it did not allow people to bury their father, it did not allow somebody to say bye-bye. The head, it does not have where we lay his head. Everybody left. Hey! Do I still have liberals in this house? We know who we are. We are soldiers of Christ. I said we are soldiers of Christ. We don't know the details, but we follow him. We don't know the details, but we know him that has the details. And we know his heart towards us is good. He's never evil. Are we together here? What was the second one I said? Urgency. Urgency and priority. Jesus is first. Huh? And it shows in everything we do. It shows in our tithes and our offerings. It shows in the choices we make. Jesus is what? Is first. No, put it this way. Put unpredictability of the kingdom. Put urgency of the kingdom. And put unequivocality of the kingdom. So that can be you. Huh? It now says, so we have to be clear, right? We should not be afraid of being misunderstood. Don't fight against being misunderstood. Stop walking. It's a sign of lack of confidence. Yes. When you are making efforts not to be misunderstood. Yes. Misunderstand me, that's your business. Yes. Misunderstand me. Misunderstand me. The most important thing is that you need to get life.
Yes.
Go ahead and misunderstand me. We are trying to give balance where balance does not exist. Stop working too hard for people not to misunderstand you. You can go ahead. I'm not living for your understanding.
Yes, sir.
Your understanding is not valuable to me. Your likeness of me is not treasurable. You, the word liking me is not a treasure.
Yeah.
Eh? Do you understand that? The word liking me is not a treasure. It's not a treasure that I'm liked. In fact, what my master told me is that they hated me, they will hate you also. So it's okay. Neither am I working hard for you to hate me. I'm just loving the Lord. However that does, whatever that does to you, is your personal business. I will not be brought into a debate as regards that. Because I'm busy serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
So if life is not predictable, it's okay.
Yeah.
But Jesus comes first. And I'm clear about it. I'm clear about it. I'm clear that I'm here to serve the Lord. I'm clear that I'm here to live for Jesus. It's a clear thing. It's not one of, it is clear. I said it is clear.
Yes, sir.
I said it is clear.
Yes, sir.
That is who I am. Jump up on your feet. Jump up on your feet. Jump up on your feet. Come on, lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't hear you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you take a minute to pray about these three things? Settle your mind and say, Lord, even though it's not predictable every time, but I follow you. And you are also saying, God, you come first. And you are saying, God, I'm unequivocal about you. Come on, lift up your voice. Don't murmur. Lift up your voice. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm wanting. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm chasing.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm wanting.
Yes, Lord.
Chasing.
Yes, Lord.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm wanting.
It is you, Lord.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm chasing.
It is you, Lord.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm wanting.
It is you.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm chasing.
Shine your light, shine your light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
Shine the light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
It is you, it is you.
It is you, it is you, it is you.
It is you. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm wanting. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you that I'm chasing. Shine a light.
Shine the light.
Yeah.
Of your countenance on me.
Shine the light.
Shine the light.
Of your countenance. Shine the light,
shine the light
of your countenance
on me.
shine the light of your countenance. Send your word. Let your goodness. Send your word.
Send your word
of your goodness.
Let your goodness fall on me.
Send your word.
Send your word
of your goodness.
Let your goodness fall on me.
Shine a light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
Shine the light. Shine the light of your countenance on me.
Shine the light of your countenance on me.
Shine the light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
Shine the light.
Shine the light.
Ay, ay, ay.
Of your countenance on me.
Send your word. Let your goodness.
Let your goodness fall on me.
Send your word.
Send your word. Let your goodness fall on me.
Shine a light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
Shine a light.
Shine the light
of your countenance.
Of your countenance on me.
Send your word, Lord. Ay, 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 ay.
Let your goodness fall on me.
Send the word.
Send your word. Let your goodness fall on me.
It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you I am wanting. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you I am chasing. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you I am wanting. It is you, it is you, it is you, it's you I am chasing. It is you, it is you, it is you, it is you I am wanting. It is you, it is you, it is you. It is you I am chasing. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for you that the what makes God count one a laborer, let God work that into your soul.
Amen.
Carry the laborer's identity.
Amen.
When you carry the laborer's identity, you can never know lack. Never. Never. Because this is when you get to any house, it says, if there is the Son of Peace there. Ay, ay, ay. If I had time to finish this message, that was where I was going to finish it. All those sort of places. He said, if there is a Son of Peace. So it means that when God sends you that way, He installs sons of peace for you. Sons of peace will be there for you. So in your finance, there will be a Son of Peace. In your career, there will be a Son of Peace. It means that there will always be someone who loves. There is a connection, a divine connection. It says that Son of Peace will always grant you whatever you need. It says, and if anybody rejects what you are saying, it says it has beef for that person. It says, just go and wash. Go and. So it means that place, when people don't receive you, you are not offended.
Yeah.
Because you understand that those who are to receive you have an ordination to do it. It's a calling.
Ah,
it means that people are called to bless you. It's their calling. Is their, you don't understand? It's their assignment.
Yeah.
So they will count it. They are fulfilling their destiny, blessing you. It's their calling. Jesus put them there. They will be judged for not doing it. That's another level of life. So it means you are not at the mercy of men. It means that you don't cry when something does not work. You know, they did not give me visa.
My life has spoiled. You don't understand what I'm saying. Two things. It's either they did not send you to that nation, or the timing has not come. Who will not give visa to somebody God sent work? You that you can appear without visa if God wants you to appear. You are in Cameroon. Just like that. You are already in Cameroon. You hear, sir? The Lord will breathe upon you afresh. I will give you the laborer's heart. The lambic heart. And the kingdom of God will prosper with you. And that will, your life will be redefined by the prosperity of the kingdom. Amen. That will be your dream. That will be your visions. That will be your accomplishment. Amen. This fire, let it come upon you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name I pray.